Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live on location at Partners in Primary Care in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks so much for tuning in to Offsides with Mark Ryan on this hump day edition of the show. Great to be with you. They've got some fun stuff going on out here today, man. Hey, Upstate Seniors, join us for a live broadcast at the Partners in Primary Care Orchard Park location on Wednesday, December 11th. I believe that's today.
I believe
from
it is.
From 1 to 4 p.m. I believe that's now. Located at 101 Orchard Park Drive, you can also enjoy an Elvis Christmas show where Lonzo will be dancing from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m.
No, I'm singing, man.
Don't miss it.
Silver bells.
Folks, it would be
silver
awesome
bells,
if you...
It's Christmas time in the city. I could do it better. I'm a little cold. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Thank you very much.
Patrick, if you would, please clip that, and we will save that until the end of time, okay? In the annals of history, we will be playing that over and over and over
again.
He's
heard me sing it before.
Lonzo rocking Elvis out here today. If you're in the Greenville area, I would love to have the chance to meet you. Describe this area to our listening audience, Lonzo, because I honestly haven't been here before.
We are on Orchard Park Drive, just off of Haywood and in between Haywood and Paintwood. And depending on which side you come in on, I see what used to be right over there. That used to be Chief's Wings, right across from us. And that's last time I was over on this road. That was Chief's Wings because I was doing live broadcasts from there. So I don't know. We're down from Outback, down from a couple other things, but we're right off of Haywood Road. You'll see the tent, and you'll see Mark in his fashionable sweater.
I am rocking the fashionable sweater today. I believe, what was the phrase you used to Patrick to describe me before the show began?
It's a Highland type sweater.
He called me a sheep herder, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there was that too.
Yeah, he called me a sheep herder. So, in the event that you're in the wool business, I can help collect the wool for you. I can help herd the wool together for you as I am in my sheep sweater, freezing our asses off out here today on a brisk Wednesday afternoon show. Goodness gracious sakes alive. Okay.
At least we're not like at the North Pole or Alaska or someplace like that, you know?
Might as well be right now, Lonzo. Might as well be. That's all I can say about that. Okay, lots to get to on the show. Tim Frisby's coming up at 1:20 p.m. What does he make of the Mike Bobo hire? I think it's a dodo hire for the South Carolina Gamecocks. And does he believe that Clemson is going to win the national championship? Some puzzling fan behavior that needs to be addressed at 1:40 p.m. this afternoon. The largest annual contract in Major League Baseball history. Why these things seemingly never work out. Cole Bryson with a high school football recap at coming your way at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And so much more on the docket today. You know, I was looking at this last night. I thought this was really interesting. They posted, you know, I was looking at odds of the upcoming college football playoff and odds, who has the best odds to win this thing, right? Who's got the best odds to win the national championship all told? And here's what I saw, Alonzo. They're giving LSU a 43% chance of winning the national championship. They're saying 13 times they won't win it and 10 times they will. They have 13 to 10 odds. Clemson is second at 2-1 odds, followed by Ohio State at 2.5-1, which is basically right there with Clemson, and Oklahoma at 15-1, basically given no shot at all. Oklahoma has a 6% chance of winning the national championship this college football playoff. Additionally, Ohio State has a 54% chance of beating Clemson, according to ESPN's FBI. That is 54-46%. LSU is 67% chance to beat Oklahoma. I'm actually surprised by that. 67% to 33%. Oklahoma's got a 1-3 chance of beating LSU. Lonzo, do you believe that?
Well, when you first started reading the odds there, that's the first thing I thought. LSU has the best odds because they're playing Oklahoma. So they're sliding to Oklahoma a great deal. And then they're counting on Ohio State and Clemson beating each other up. So that would be an easier path. So I get it. I get why they're doing it. And I also get why they really can't decide for sure who's going to win between Clemson and Ohio State. It still sounds like a push to me.
Yeah.
What'd you say, 0.5% or something like that? Or
it's 2-1 for Clemson and 2.5-1 for Ohio State are the odds to win the college football playoff. LSU's at 13-10, which is almost close to 1-1, but about a 43% chance for LSU to win the national championship. I saw this broke after our show yesterday, Lonzo. I feel like you and I have been very unlucky in terms of the breaking news that's happened lately. We've had a lot of breaking news that's happened right when our show ends.
I will tell you, some breaking news happened while you were gone. So they knew you were gone, so they broke. I mean, the Ron Rivera firing.
That broke on the show?
Yeah, it did. So something happened. It's just you weren't there.
I'm never fortunate enough to be privy to the breaking news happening on the show. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know if
there.
You noticed something, though. It looks like they're starting to move things inside. So
are they?
We'll be the last part because we're on the air, but I am told we're getting moved inside. I've been doing some things behind the scenes trying to get that.
How long, Lonzo, do you take to defrost?
Not long. Not long. It depends on the heat in the room, I guess. I mean, anything's warmer than this.
What's the coldest temperature you've ever been exposed to?
60 below wind chill. And when you're in 60 below wind chill, your snot freezes and your eyeballs feel like they're frozen. And my mom made me go to school no matter what. We had to walk a pretty good distance, not uphill both ways, but we had to walk a pretty good distance. And by third period, your snot defrosts and it just becomes liquid. I know it's disgusting, but it's true. And it hurts. The inside of your nose freezes and it hurts. That's how cold 60 below wind chill is.
All right. So I think I have you beat, Lonzo. I, for an hour and a half at 4:30 in the morning, was delivering newspapers in 50 below wind chill in Colorado, 4:30 a.m. newspaper delivery. Nothing says I quit quite like that, right?
Yeah, oh, I completely agree.
Nothing says I quit quite like that. So be that as it may, we look forward to a fun three-hour show with you today here at Partners in Primary Care. So this broke yesterday after the show. The Heisman Trophy finalists were revealed. All right, and we have in one corner Joe Burrow and his 78% completions. Ohio native. I would imagine Lonzo's rooting for him, being an Ohio native himself. Did Ohio State make a mistake in choosing Dwayne Haskins over Joe Burrow? I guess that's up for interpretation there, right?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, good on him for doing as well as he is. I got, in my opinion, I've got a 3-4 shot of winning the Heisman.
3-4 shot of winning the Heisman. So Joe Burrow is at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Justin Fields is at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Jalen Hurts is at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Jalen Hurts teams that let him go. And finally, Chase Young is at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Do you have any problem with the finalists at the Heisman Trophy ceremony, Lonzo?
No. My question would be, I'm sure you're going to say, you can't say should Trevor Lawrence be there because he had kind of a rough start with some interceptions and stuff, although statistically really not that bad. Maybe the media downplayed it a little bit. The only thing I think would have been different would have been if Tua stayed healthy. Then I wonder who would have been the man out. I think it might have been Chase Young if Tua was healthy.
Well, here's the thing. Clemson fans right now are incredibly up in arms that Trevor Lawrence is not.
They're always up in arms about something.
At the Heisman Trophy ceremony. They can't believe that he's not at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. I as a matter of fact, retweeted Josh Parcell, who's a host at our sister station in Charlotte earlier today, and I retweeted Josh saying the following. The best player in college football didn't even get a Heisman invitation.
Oh, whatever.
That's all right. I'm sure Trevor Lawrence will settle for another national title. Hashtag all in. Okay? And so that's his take. Lonzo, last year, Trevor Lawrence had 30 touchdown passes and 4 interceptions. This year, he has 30 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions. Over Trevor Lawrence's last 7 games, he has 22 touchdowns and no interceptions. Now, I've seen us penalize I've seen us penalize players up for awards when they get injured late. But Trevor Lawrence's situation is the reverse of that. Trevor got off to a slow start, but has come on like gangbusters. Here's the problem with the situation, and here's why I think if Clemson fans are directing their anger at the Heisman Trust, their anger is in the wrong place. The Heisman finalists are determined by percentage of votes coming in, right? So the top 4 guys in terms of the vote totals are the guys that are invited to New York City. For Trevor Lawrence not to be named a finalist for the Heisman, therefore means that he's not in the top 4 among the votes. And I would even gather, Lonzo, I bet you he's not even in the top 5.
Who votes for Heisman? It's Heisman Trophy, former Heisman Trophy winners, and who else?
Selected media members,
right.
For example, Rachel Barbeau,
right,
is on our. You've heard her on our show. Brent Beard is going to be on our show tomorrow. He's been on our show quite a bit. Both of those noteworthy college football scribes have Heisman Trophy votes. And based on the votes that have been that have been submitted, and roughly by over the course of the college football season, before we get to Heisman Trophy week, about 65% of the votes are already in. The trust looks at the vote totals and then invites the top 4 vote getters to come to New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. So if people are upset about the Heisman, are upset at the Heisman Trophy, I think they're misplaced. We can address this with Brent Beard tomorrow on the show, Heisman Trophy voter. But I will say this, Lonzo, I think the Heisman Trophy has become a sham. And I think it's kind of, it's supposed to be awarded to the most outstanding player in college football. And of late, it's the only people that are eligible for that are quarterbacks of national championship contending teams.
See, that's the thing. You're saying the most outstanding player. How many years have there been when the most outstanding player was definitely a defensive player? And this is, it's the media's fault. The media decides, the media votes.
I think this is one year where you could say the best player is a defensive player. And Chase Young missed what, 2 games?
Yeah, 2
with
games.
Suspension. So that hurts him on the Heisman front, no doubt. But the Heisman Trophy is now only awarded to quarterbacks. You very rarely see running backs get it anymore. Mark Ingram, the last running back to win the award for Alabama. Wide receivers aren't really seriously considered. There used to be more variety, more diversity in the Heisman Trophy award, and I think it's kind of become lame. Lonzo, just like I can't tell you the last time I watched the NFL Pro Bowl, I honestly can't tell you the last time I sat and watched the entire – actually, I think I can – when Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy. That's the last time I sat and watched the entire Heisman Trophy presentation, because the award is it's not what it says it is. It does not go to the best player in college football. Who's there? College football playoff participant Joe Burrow is there. College football playoff participant Jalen Hurts is there. College football playoff participant Justin Fields is there. College football playoff participant Chase Young is there. Chase Young is a token vote, and then we have 3 quarterbacks. Those are truly the only players eligible for the award. I'd like to ask you, Clemson fans, this: how does it feel to you that Trevor Lawrence is not a Heisman Trophy finalist? Is that fair? Is that just based on what you saw this season? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. You know him as Pops. Tim Frisbee of South Carolina lore played for Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier. He will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on the new South Carolina offensive coordinator hire. Plus, he's had some harsh words for Clemson all year long. We'll take him to task on those when Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So South Carolina has a brand new offensive coordinator. And folks, I was getting it from some Gamecocks fans last night. I know you're surprised by that because, I'm not a huge proponent of this hire. Number one, I don't know why a guy of Mike Bobo's stature would take a job where there's only 1 year of security there. That's not the most secure of situations. Would you ever move your family somewhere if you thought there was a high likelihood you'd only be able to be there for a year? The second thing is we all have honest opinions about people that just develop, and I'm not trying to hate. I've said this over and over again. If South Carolina was 12-0 and Clemson was 4-8, Clemson fans would be calling me a South Carolina homer. And South Carolina fans would be lining up and following me in droves. I tell it like it is. Clemson is the best college football program I've ever seen. And South Carolina lately is a dumpster fire. That's the cold, hard truth. Now, I do have some personal history with Mike Bobo that I'll share with you here. During my time in Atlanta, I was in Atlanta in 2012 and 2013. Mike Bobo was the offensive coordinator at Georgia. And during my time in Atlanta, no coach was more complained about than Georgia offensive coordinator Mike Bobo. Nobody on the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Falcons, Georgia Tech, Georgia, nobody was more complained about than Mike Bobo. Then you may or may not know this about me, but I lived in Fort Collins for a couple years, Fort Collins, Colorado, when I was like 13 years old. And so I have an affinity. I really like the Colorado State Rams. Colorado State hired Mike Bobo, and I knew it wasn't going to work out. It was one of those hires where you're just like, man, this is a waste of everybody's time in Fort Collins. This isn't going to work out. And it didn't work out. And, you know, this was a guy that was complained heavily about in Atlanta. And then somehow, because he's a high-end coordinator at Georgia, he gets another job. He fails at said other job. And now South Carolina hires him. And I'm not a fan of the move. I'm not a fan of the hire. His average offense during his time at Georgia was ranked 43rd in the country. If that ain't the face of mediocrity, what is? Joining us right now is someone who's become a friend of the show. He played for Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier and was a walk-on for the Gamecocks at the age of 40-plus. Tim Frisbee, you know him as Pops, joins us right now on the line. Tim, appreciate your patience as I was out for a few weeks on the surgery break, my man. But great to catch up with you again. How are things going?
Everything's going great, and glad that your recovery went well and you're back with us on the airwaves.
Tim, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hope you and yours had a great Thanksgiving. So now that we've got the pleasantries out of the way, Tim, let's take the gloves off. What do you make of the Mike Bobo hire at South Carolina? I obviously have had nothing but negative experiences in terms of covering him and kind of observing his work and observing how fans of both Colorado State and Georgia have perceived his work.
Right, right. Well, I think you hit on it a little bit during your introduction to the segment. It's kind of with the circumstances going on that is kind of one of the best, maybe, you know, close to one of the best hires you could make with the given the circumstances that you have maybe 1 year of security if this fails. And like you said, moving a family, moving everybody to this, Coach Muschamp must have really sold him on his ability. Obviously, they worked before together, so must have really sold him that this was going to be a success here. Obviously, we know at Colorado State, his best finish was 7-6 in the Mountain West. You know, that's about it out there. Three bowl losses in a row for him, and I believe 3-7-6 seasons before having a four-win season out there. So it's not a glowing resume as far as a head coach, but I think they're bringing him on board more. I think he's known for successfully grooming quarterbacks. He's had Stafford, Aaron Murray, David Green, which has its plus and minuses. You know, those guys are pro-style quarterbacks. We know the game's continuously evolving, and it's kind of evolved to a quarterback who needs some wheels on him, who can run also to give the defense a different looks. And, you know, Helinski's more of a pro-style quarterback, but is that great for South Carolina? I don't know. That's to be seen, and that's to be seen if Coach Bobo can develop that.
Tim Frisbee here joining us on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are live on location at Partners in Primary Care on Orchard Drive.
Orchard Park.
Orchard Park Drive.
You're new here. It's
here,
okay.
Here in Greenville, South Carolina. Tim Frisbee joining us on the show. Tim, I really liked what I saw from Ryan Helinski this year in terms of an attitude, in terms of a leader, in terms of moxie, in terms of it factor. But darn if he didn't seem to regress over the course of the regular season. And now you're seeing pictures of Luke Doty, great visit last night with Will Muschamp, feeling great about his commitment, says he can't wait to officially be a Gamecock. In your estimation, does Ryan Helinski have this locked down, or has his play left the door open for Luke Doty to command the starting job as a true freshman?
Right. Well, I'm always about competition. I've always been one to say you don't need to go into a season with the keys to the car handed to you. You kind of need to compete for it. But I think, you know, Helinski pretty much has a job unless he just, you know, fails totally through the off season as far as what the coaches see. But it would be great for a guy like Doty to push him. What we don't want to do is get it kind of into the same scenario as this year where, you know, the fans are crying out for the freshman quarterback to be put in. You know, you want to get away with that, away from that. You want to, you know, get some development, get the most potential you can out of who you had starting this year. As long as he can progress and, like you said, not regress, I think that'll be the key.
Jake Bentley transfers to Utah. It's his first chance to play real college football at the collegiate level. No, I'm kidding, Tim. But he transfers to Utah. What do you make of that fit? I'm excited for him, man. I mean, this was a team that was one game away from a playoff berth.
Yeah, obviously you got to be excited for him, and you're hoping that there's enough talent there, just like was this year, where it can be kind of a plug-and-play type deal for him, where he can just go in. He's a very smart kid, so he'll pick up the offense rather quickly. And if you can plug him and play him in an offense like that, and it's successful as it was this year, you're looking at a very good year out of Bentley. Is a really great possibility.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. So let's flip the script now and talk your favorite team, Tim, the Clemson Tigers. I know they're near and dear to your heart. You know, you've been very
I can
effusive.
Smack them if you want to.
You've been very effusive in your praise for them as the number one team in college football throughout the season here, Tim. No, anything
yeah,
but.
Well.
Tim has been, you know, I did get Tim to admit last week that Clemson belongs in the college football playoff. He's been up in arms over the Clemson schedule the entire year. So how about a handicapping here, Tim, of Clemson's chances in the four-teamer?
Right. Well, I think LSU has the best shot, but I have Clemson right behind them. Now, we know that, you know, Clemson obviously has deferred the first-round matchup in the semifinals is going to be much tougher than LSU's. So, you know, they're going to, like I said, I've not been a proponent of their schedule all year, but they're going to have two chances now to prove me wrong, to prove that that not only do they belong, but that you know, they can dominate two teams who a lot of people are picking them not to be able to do that. So, you know, we're going to see as we go forward. I think what it challenges is I don't have any doubt that Clemson's going to be able to put up some points. I think their offense is their offense. It's going to be able to put up points. I think where the challenge becomes with Ohio State and with LSU is with the defense. Will the defense that we've seen all year with Clemson, will that show up in these college football playoffs? Because I think it's going to be more one-on-one matchups more than having to play the zone. And I think that kind of highlights and that kind of puts certain players on the spot. One in particular who's kind of been a weak link in that Clemson defense is Muse. He's kind of been used up all year in different games for big plays. And we're going to see how he reacts when he's kind of put more on an island and not being protected by some of the other defenders back there. So going to be interesting, going to be a tough task. They got two tough teams to go through. And as you see, I'm kind of already eliminating Oklahoma. I don't think they can stay on the field with LSU. So it's going to come down to, obviously, that winner that Clemson-Ohio State game and see who's going to challenge LSU for the national championship.
You know, this will surprise you, Tim, because I actually completely agree. I completely agree with what you just said. I do believe that, you know, Clemson's defense, while elite, has obviously not faced anything like any of these teams
right.
in the playoff this
mm-hmm.
year. Tanner Muse, you can take him out of the oven because he's done. He got cooked against Virginia over and over and over again, was blown up in coverage. You know, I'm wondering if they put Isaiah Simmons in coverage more and drop Tanner Muse down into more of a John Lynch-type role in the college football playoff. I also have some concerns and some questions about sideline-to-sideline speed with their other linebackers, Skalski and Smith. So some of your questions I share. And I think Ohio State perhaps has the best sideline-to-sideline speed of any team in college football.
Yeah, Ohio State is really good sideline-to-sideline, have a lot of speed on the edge. Coverage and keeping the edge is definitely going to be a concern, something that Clemson will have to do. Obviously, Coach Venables is a great in-game adjustment type coach. And we've seen that over the years, so we're going to see what he has for them. But like I said, my concern is kind of the back middle of that defense, and see how that may be exposed in the playoffs. But it's going to come down to a lot of individual one-on-one talent-on-talent type plays, and now's where you get to almost every position on the field being that type of players with these four teams left.
Tim Frisbee, South Carolina Gamecock legend, during the college football season. Hear him each and every Wednesday at 1:20 p.m. right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Tim, always appreciate it, bud. Thanks so much.
Right, not a problem.
All right, Tim Frisbee, South Carolina. Great. Yes, Lonzo?
Nothing. I'm just ready to go in the house.
Oh, you're ready to go inside now? Do we have the all clear?
We going in the house.
We going
yes.
in the house?
Yes,
okay.
We are.
Okay. I'm grateful for that.
I knew you would be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see this table moving? It's my leg shaking underneath it here. All right. Coming up next on the show, there is a puzzling fan behavior that I've witnessed multiple times over the last couple of weeks, and we need to get to the bottom of that. And please know, if you're listening, while you're hearing these commercials, we're going to attempt a miracle of moving an entire radio set from outdoors to indoors in a few minutes' time. Will the miracle be achieved? Stay tuned. Live, on location, at Partners in Primary Care on Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on location at Partners in Primary Care here at 101 Orchard Drive in beautiful Greenville, Orchard Park Drive.
You got to get up before
Greenville,
we get out of here.
South yeah. Carolina. What is good, ladies and gentlemen? We have moved inside. I am very grateful for that. We just met Madison. We just met all the nice folks in this place. And, you know, Lonzo, you become really grateful for the simple things when you're a Florida boy new to South Carolina, and you're suddenly exposed to the elements in the way in which we were, I am wearing my sheep herder sweater, as you have affectionately named it, I've never been more grateful to be inside.
It's a fancy sheep herder sweater, though. It's a night on the town sheep herder sweater. It's not the normal sheep herder sweater.
Listen, I appreciate you trying to build me up after you trashed my sweater at the beginning, but you've done so much damage to the reputation already, I don't know if you can overcome that.
I just want to point out that I did make sure that I got us inside, so you should be a little more grateful.
You did. I'm very grateful for that. Don't get that twisted. Hey, folks, if you are in the market for a new career, if you're looking for a new and exciting adventure, we have a couple of openings in our sales department right now in what could be a fantastic fit for you for the new year. No matter what we do in our lives, we're always selling ourselves, right? That's what we always do. So even if you work in sales directly or indirectly, we're always selling ourselves. How well do you do at selling yourself? If you'd like a new direction in your life with a salary and some great benefits, I think you should look into joining our sales staff potentially here at Entercom Greenville. You get to work hand in hand with shows like ours, and we have the chance to work directly with you. It is something we'd be very excited to have you on board. And if you are interested, visit the Entercom.com website and apply there for Greenville, South Carolina, a couple of positions opened in our sales department, a potentially great opportunity for you. I don't like to speak for you, Lonzo, but I have the best relationship with our sales staff here than any sales staff I've ever worked with. Really good people downstairs, and also real people really excited about our show and what we're doing here.
You're more into the relationship type thing. I'm too busy, but I know that we have a good sales staff and it's a good place to work. If we didn't, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now.
That's also true. They set us up with great opportunities like this here at Partners in Primary Care this afternoon. And hey, if you want a good time, ladies and gentlemen, the man to my right will be dancing at 2:30 this afternoon, from 2:30 to 3:30. Don't shoot me with those eyes, Lonzo. At 101 Orchard Park Drive.
I already shocked you with a song. I might shock you with a dance.
You can enjoy an Elvis Christmas show from 2:30 to 3:30 today. Okay, that's 45 minutes from right now, an Elvis Christmas show here at Partners in Primary Care, Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. Lonzo and I are here, so if you're in the Greenville area, swing on by, say hello. When we were outside, Lonzo, a few people driving by were honking the horns at us, saw us out there doing our thing. Always appreciate that, and a big thanks to all the great folks here at Partners in Primary Care for having us out. It is something we do genuinely appreciate. I need to highlight here a form of fan behavior that I've seen over and over and over again. And it bothers me, Lonzo, because I feel like it erases objectivity. There's a weird fan behavior where people feel like they must defend everything about their team or their head coach at any time. Okay, that they're not able to separate themselves from right and wrong, and they're not able to be objective. Last week, Dabo Swinney said that the good teams in the ACC, the Wake Forest, the Virginias, the Virginia Techs of the world, would be, quote, 9-3 in every conference. They would be what they are in every conference. And I immediately I'm a guy that you know, look, I call them the All Cupcakes Conference outside of Clemson. I said when we were at the ACC Media Days in Charlotte, Lonzo, I said it felt like Clemson and the Island of Misfit Toys out there. When Dabo walked around, there was a whole horde of cameras around them, and then every other coach walked by completely unmolested and completely unbothered.
Yeah, I've never seen an actual entourage before until then.
Right, and Dabo Swinney had the entourage there, and he is the best coach in college football, but he's dead wrong about that. He is dead wrong about that, and I provided some numbers from Las Vegas to illustrate that. Clemson was favored to beat Virginia by more points than they were favored to beat South Carolina. Now, one game is neutral, one game was not. But then Clemson went on to beat Virginia by more points than they went on to beat South Carolina. So what Vegas was telling you is they think from a talent standpoint, Virginia's about what South Carolina is. Now, I think South Carolina definitively would be a bowl team if they played in the ACC, even this year. I think in the ACC, this South Carolina team might be 7-5. Okay? That's how I assess it. That's how I see it. So for Dabo to say Virginia would be 9-3, quote, in any conference, it's just wrong. You know who's 9-3 in the SEC? Auburn. Is Virginia Auburn's equal? Come on now. Come on now. So, you know, and so it's weird because then I had Clemson fans coming at me and defending the ACC and defending Dabo Swinney. Folks, you don't have to defend every single thing your team does. Please, for the love of God, maintain some modicum of objectivity and be able to call a spade here. If you love this show, first of all, thank you. I greatly appreciate you. But I say something every day on this show that's wrong. I don't hate you for realizing that, nor do I need you to defend me if you're a fan of the show. If I'm wrong, I was just wrong. You can admit that. I can admit that. Every single day in the thousands of words I say on this show, I say something that is patently false or will be proven patently false. And if you're a fan of ours, you don't need to defend that. It's okay. I can be wrong. I can take it. But what is up with this weird fan behavior where if you're a Clemson fan, you need to defend everything that Clemson does? And if you're a South Carolina fan, you need to defend everything that Clemson does. I'm a Florida Gator fan. I really like the job Dan Mullen has done there. But I can't explain for the life of me how in the heck he had Felipe Franks starting over Kyle Trask. Felipe Franks goes down to injury. Kyle Trask comes in. Florida's a much better team. I can't believe the head coach couldn't realize that. I'm a Gator fan. I can be critical that way. Why are we now in a situation in college football where if you're a fan of a given team, you're considered a traitor if you're just honest about anything that goes on that might not be all rosy for your team, Lonzo?
You know, here's what I think it is. I think it's the state of the world today. I mean, we don't talk
polarizing.
We don't talk politics here, but politics is the same way. You defend your guy till the end, or some people do, and they refuse to say. But I will say that, and I know I come down on Clemson fans, but Clemson fans, as long as I've been here, they will always defend whoever their coach is, no matter what. And they did the same thing when Tommy Bowden was a coach forever. Oh, we don't need another coach. We don't need another coach. And then when Tommy Bowden was gone, they were so glad he was gone. I appreciate when you defend your team, but you also have got to be able to say something nice or bad about your team.
Be objective.
Yeah.
Be objective. So let's test this right now.
But is there objectivity in fandom? Should there be objectivity?
Yes. Should there? That's a great question. Should there be objectivity in fandom, Lonzo? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. So let's test this, Lonzo. When we come back, we will take your calls on this because I can't believe that no matter what, even if Dabo Swinney's patently wrong, like he was about the Wake Forest would be 8-4 in any conference statement, why do Clemson fans see the need to defend that time and time again? South Carolina fans do the same. That now they're realizing that Will Muschamp isn't the guy. Why still defend him when you've been proven wrong on that particular front? Objectivity is a good thing, and Lonzo and I will show you that we can be objective next. When Offsides with Mark Ryan continues, live on location at Partners in Primary Care on Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. We are Offsides on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. We are live on location at Partners in Primary Care on a Wednesday afternoon, a hump day. We'll help you get over it, 1 to 4 p.m. today. Upstate seniors, join us for a live broadcast right now, Orchard Park Drive, 1 to 4 p.m., 101 Orchard Park Drive, and you can enjoy an Elvis Christmas show from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. afternoon. Lonzo, I am so excited about this. I have no idea what to expect, but they tell me that you might be a star performer in this today. So I'm very, very excited to see what the future holds here.
See, here's the thing. This is why you can't tell Mark something and tell him to keep it secret. He's going to spoil it in front of everybody who's listening, and now they know.
A check on the text line. When did you start having dying cats on the show? Is he saying I'm sounding like a dying
cat? No, it's probably my version of Silver Bells.
There you go. There you go. Clemson fan here. Trevor does not belong in the Heisman Trophy this year, Heisman Trophy ceremony. It's a full-year effort. And also, a texter on the Carolina Panthers, after Christian McCaffrey didn't win, he stopped watching the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Back in the day, Christian McCaffrey, now a star of the Carolina Panthers, formerly of the Stanford Cardinals. So we showed you, I've got a bone to pick with the fans that are unable to be objective. And Lonzo thinks it's a societal thing, that our politics have become so polarizing that, for example, if you're a Trump supporter or a Trump basher, you're unable to say anything either positive or negative about him, depending on what side you're on. If you're a pro-Trump person, you're not able to say anything negative. If you're an anti-Trump person, you can't say anything positive. Regardless of where you are, you should be able to say good and bad about both. That's my feeling on life. That's my feeling on everything. So, Lonzo, let's test this. Say three bad things about Ohio State University.
The football team or the university?
Either or. I'll let you use both.
All right. The housing is not the greatest. It is in a bad part of town. Part of it is. Now I probably need to say something bad about the team, don't I? I'm trying to think of something bad about the team. They looked ahead when they were playing Wisconsin to the playoffs instead of being focused on what they should have been doing in the Big Ten Championship, because they knew they had beat Wisconsin before. So they are wrong for doing that.
Okay, as for three, you struggled to give me two, but I appreciate the effort.
No, you know what happened? Is parts of me are thawing out now.
Okay.
And I think my brain was the last part.
There you go. All right, we will put a bow on the high school football season that was with Cole Bryson, our high school football guy, next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.